As the cold winter fades away, life seems to be coming back to the forest. Everywhere, animals of all kinds emerge from their shelter after long months of hibernation. Some animals hunt, while others prepare to give birth to their young. But for many others, this marks the start of mating season. This lamia emerges from her village after spending the winter in a comatose state. She is eager to search for a mate. Lamia are a bisexual species due to their high libido, and even if they don't have a mate, they will often mate with other members of the village who have no mate either. Lamia are species of females, meaning no children will be conceived through this. After so much time asleep, the lamia is clearly pent up. The lamia begins her hunt by tasting the air. Similar to their serpent counterparts, lamia can smell the air by flicking her tongue. And while a snake can smell from a range of 4 to 5 meters, lamia can smell things up to a mile away due to their primary prey being much more scarce compared to the average animal. The lamia straightens her posture, clearly surprised that she actually managed to locate a male on her first try. Eager to confirm her findings, the lamia quickly makes her way to the source of the scent. The lamia knows better than to immediately rush in. Like all proficient hunters, she lies in wait for the perfect opportunity. The prey, in this case, is a male of average height, whom I have been informed by the producers is definitely a willing participant in what happens next. I have also been told to say that he is a method actor, and anything he says after recording is most likely a fabrication. Quite honestly, I don't get paid enough to care. The only question he asked me was, "Do you know the nature documentary guy?" Finally, something interesting is about to happen. The lamia is content with the prey she has found, and as the man checks his watch to see if he arrived early for a totally legitimate study, the lamia inches closer. While lamia prefer to keep their upper bodies in an upright position, there does come a time when they can handle just keeping their necks up. This position can become uncomfortable after a few minutes, but the lamia is clearly too horny to care. The method of capturing their prey can differ from lamia to lamia. Some lamia rely on hypnosis to put a man in trance, and even though every lamia has this ability, many proffer more coils on approach. The species of snake the lamia's tail is closest to can help determine their methods. This lamia resembles an eastern garter snake. This means her venom is not as potent as many other species and will most likely coil around her prey before attempting to sedate him. It would appear that the prey has spotted the camera. Please note that his reaction is like this because one of the rules of acting is to never look directly at the camera, and he is worried about having to do another take. The lamia strikes now that her prey is distracted. Her prey tries his best to struggle against the strong coils of lamia, who seems to find his attempts humorous. The lamia quickly becomes bored with this and proceeds to bite her prey in the shoulder. Lamia venom can range from giving the victim a mild buzz to full-on paralysis and many spontaneous orgasms. This lamia, however, only has venom strong enough to paralyze her prey and to keep him sexually active for an hour without having to give him a second dose. Given the high libido of the lamia at this time of the year, that hour might be reduced to 20 minutes as a result of Alamia's seemingly endless lust. The mating process starts with Alamia removing the clothing of her prey. The Alamia then takes in the sight of her prey naked. The venom has caused her prey's penis to become engorged to a painfully erect state. The prey still has a small amount of control over his body and shows signs of being distressed. The Alamia quickly moves her coil so that she is facing her prey. The Alamia licks the face of the prey as a way to taste him and as a way to comfort him. Many Alamia lick their mates before they kiss, which cause most younger Alamia to kiss their prey as an automatic reflex to licking their lips instead of as a learned behavior. The Alamia now kisses her mate. While doing this, she is sure to get as much tongue in her prey's mouth as possible. The Alamia will wrap her tongue around her prey's tongue in order to show dominance and will most likely cause the prey to go limp on reflex, rendering him completely paralyzed and under the Lamia's control. From this point on, the next action depends on the Alamia. Some Alamia are more sadistic than others, or more driven by their instincts than others. However, it would appear that this Alamia has made time to further comfort her prey. Alamia are known for their vocal range, able to seduce men 1 second and make them relax the next. The Alamia is now whispering into the prey's ears, as well as licking around inside the ear. The Alamia knows to test the waters first, as she knows not everyone enjoys having their ears licked. She feels around her prey, using her coils. Her coils are sensitive, able to feel every part of the prey that they touch, which allows the Alamia to squeeze her prey without harming him. Her prey has tilted his head towards the Alamia, signifying that he is completely at her mercy. The Alamia is content and quickly moves some of her coils to support the head of her prey. The Alamia now moves her body down so that she can closely observe the genitals of her prey. The Alamia begins to use her long tongue to taste her prey. The Alamia has incredible control over every part of her long tongue. Outside of mating season, Alamia might edge her prey for up to an hour in order to savor the taste of his pre-cum and ensure that he submits to her. In this case, it would appear that the Alamia is desperate to mate and will most likely skip straight to copulation. The Alamia is quick to bring her prey to orgasm. Alamia have taste buds that are dull to most substances. This is because they were designed to taste semen, pre-cum, and even skin. A common misconception about Alamia is that their tendency to enjoy licking human skin comes from ancient Alamia who hunted humans for food rather than sex. This is not true. Alamia, like snakes, have a very weak sense of taste and as a result eat most of their food whole, meaning their tendency to lick the taste of something is not necessarily the same thing as wanting to eat something. Alamia lick humans because it activates the pleasure centers of their brains. Science still does not understand why this happens, because science still does not accept magic into the field, despite the fact that I am currently recording a snake girl, having consensual sex with a human. The Alamia releases the prey's penis and moves her body up to get into the prime position for mating. Lamia are cold-blooded and naturally seek out warmth. The venom has made the prey's body heat up, which is causing the Lamia to wrap her entire body around him. This Lamia is large for her species, but is still small in comparison to others. Any tail that has not been used when her prey is completely covered is looped through the coils and wrapped around specific parts of her prey's body. It takes time for the Lamia to wrap up her prey so that he is as comfortable as possible. The end of her tail will find itself wrapped between the fingers of her prey if his hands were at his sides when the coiling started. This prey has one hand out, which causes the Lamia to grab it as a sign of affection. While the gesture of hand-holding is wholesome in nature, this act has single-handedly ensured this will never be seen in a classroom. The Lamia begins asserting herself onto the penis of her prey. Her inner walls will coil around the prey's penis tightly, mimicking the coils around his body. The Lamia begins to move slowly. She is sensitive, as the last time she had an orgasm was most likely before winter. Lamia have a tendency to have stronger orgasms than most other monsters. This is due to the fact that during orgasm, their body locks up to prevent it from tensing around her prey. Lamia have many biological fail-safe mechanisms to ensure that their prey is safe at all times. Most Lamia wait before speeding up, but it would appear that this one is braver. Notice how the Lamia has pressed her body against her prey and has both arms wrapped around him. This is the stage where the Lamia loses control over her lower half. Since her prey is unable to move, sex involves the Lamia's movements, but since she has partially paralyzed herself to keep her prey safe, it would be nearly impossible for sex to occur since she would constantly stop moving. Her tail keeps a steady rhythm. Scientists believe that the part of the brain responsible for autonomous muscle movement, such as breathing or a heart's beating, is behind this shift in control. This has not been tested yet because scientists of that field most likely have not seen a higher-thinking female in years, and exposing them to sexual acts may mentally hurt them. As the Lamia completely loses control of her tail, she will experience frequent micro-orgasms to keep her from realizing that she no longer has control of her tail. In most cases, a Lamia will never notice that her tail is moving on its own. As the first session of the night comes to an end, the tail of the Lamia speeds up. It is at this point that the Lamia will only be able to focus on her prey, impregnating her. The prey will have no choice but to come, as the walls of the Lamia rhythmically squeeze his penis with every micro-orgasm. In order to increase the odds of impregnation, the Lamia syncs her orgasm with her prey's. As the Lamia's orgasm dies down, her movements will slow. The Lamia will remain motionless for up to 10 minutes so that her prey may rest before round 2. During this time, the Lamia will give her prey positive affirmations and, more likely than not, plenty of love confessions. The second mating session is similar to the first. What the fuck? What? I just finished recording the first round. Another Lamia is coming here? Oh, there's no other guy here, so why would they... Oh, fuck. Hey! Look! I know my femininity is not as defined as the girls you are usually around, but I can assure you I do not have a penis.
I'm very aware, darling.
My contract isn't up until the series is over. Join me next time for more monster mating.
Fine, but I just narrated Lamia's sex. You are making me come first.